We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back with you on the John Chuckman Show, hanging out in the Key Studios on a Sunday afternoon. 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app site, catch on the go. Social media, find us at 929 The Game, at JMSH316 on Twitter. Reports are that Dan Mullen has been fired at the University of Florida. Multiple reports that he's been he's out, lost 9 of 11 against Power 5 opponents. I think it's ridiculous. I do. Like Dan Mullen or not like Dan Mullen, you can't have a bad year in college football. Weren't they just – help me remember, Eric. Weren't they just in the Cotton Bowl last year? Didn't they just play in the Cotton Bowl against Oklahoma this past year? In the year of our Lord at the start of 2021? Right?
Yes, they played and lost big, 55-20, yeah, but they played Oklahoma in the Cotton Bowl.
That's because Tony didn't play, Trask did, Trask played, but Tony didn't play, Pitts didn't play, all those guys didn't play. But they were just literally in a Big Six bowl game this past season, and he's fired.
Yeah, I was about to say, isn't the Cotton Bowl one of the,
yeah,
the staples?
Yeah, it's one of the Big Six, yeah, the Big Six bowl games. So, like, the next – so, like, outside of the playoff, the next top tier of bowl games is the Big Six games. And he was just in that game. And they didn't – Tony didn't play. Kadarius Tony didn't play. Pitts didn't play.
Trask did play. He had three touchdowns.
He had the three INTs. Yeah, because he was awful in that game. He didn't play well. But Trask had a monster season for Florida. And wasn't Florida in the SEC championship game last year against Alabama in the game that they lost? Right? What was the SEC score in that game? It was like 48-45 or something ridiculous like that, right? Like it was like one of Alabama's closest games last season, and like a high-scoring game in the SEC title game. And he's out at Florida. Man, oh, man, oh, man.
52-46.
Yeah, 52-46. Yeah. They lost to Alabama in the SEC title game. Didn't Alabama go on to win the national title last year? Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Can't remember. Maybe they did.
With Mac Jones and the Heisman Trophy winner and all that kind of stuff. And literally less than a season later, he's fired. Literally less than a season later, he's fired. Whew. Man, it's tough times to be in the world of college football. Well, he's not recruiting well. How would you know he's not recruiting well? They just had Trask and Pitts and Tony and all those guys. Can you not have a bad year in college football? Well, they've lost, but yeah, I understand they lost to Missouri. They're stinking it up this year. Sometimes that happens in the world of college football. Like, not every season is winning. You know, has Alabama like and Clemson changed the standard of? You can not have a bad year in college football or anything like that. Whew. Man. Well, it'll be interesting to see, because think about the jobs that are open. You got LSU that's open. You got Southern Cal that's open. You got Florida that's open now. I mean, that's some blue blood programs in the world of college football that are looking for head coaches right now.
You got your resume ready?
No, I'm taking the Akron job.
Are you going back to Ohio?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. No, ahead. I'm not going back to Ohio. I'm going to coach him. I'm going to do like – since everything can be done on Zoom, according to people on the text line, if you can get married on Zoom, I can sure as hell coach Akron U on Zoom. I don't need to – I mean, if you can get married and tell me that you're married on Zoom, then I can sure as hell coach Akron U on Zoom. You can do everything else on Zoom. I can coach football on Zoom.
Yeah, you can call in the plays from your phone.
Take the robot with the screen, like RoboCop. Take the robot with the screen Yeah, I mean, if you can get married on Zoom and you can have your relationships on Zoom. Yeah, and by the way, they only lost, and our buddy Reese brings up a good point, they only lost by 2 to Alabama this year, right? They just about beat Alabama this year, 31-29 to Alabama. It's rough in the world of college football, man. Whew. So he's out at Florida. Crazy. And think about the jobs, like I said, that are open now. You talk about Florida. You talk about LSU. You talk about Southern Cal. You know, there's some good jobs open. And then what happens if, you know, let's say James Franklin takes one of those jobs or what have you, and now Penn State's open, you know, as well. Although a lot of Penn State fans would be happy to see James Franklin go. But my point is that, you know, you could have one big program that gets filled and then open up another big program to go along with it. Crazy.
Hey, Chuck.
Yes.
I'm looking at their schedule. Some of their biggest losses are just a touchdown.
Yeah.
LSU, a touchdown. Yeah. Missouri, 1 point. Kentucky, a touchdown. And Alabama, 2 points. Now, of course, Georgia smashed them. But
yeah, Georgia smashing everybody this year. Georgia just finished an SEC schedule undefeated, winning by an average of 32 points a game.
Yeah, giving up less than a touchdown a game.
But again, he was just in the Cotton Bowl. They were just in a Big Six bowl game. They were just in the SEC title game. Literally, the last year, they were in the SEC title game. Whew, man. I mean, but that's the world of college football is we got to have it right away. We got to have it right away. And I guess that's what they're looking at nowadays is, you know, well, you know, you were there 1 year, but hey, man, you can, somebody brings up the idea. Hugh Freeze coached in a hospital bed. He coached Liberty in a hospital bed. Yeah. If he can coach Liberty in a hospital bed, I can coach Akron U on Zoom. All right. Let's, we ask you if you want to give some Falcons thoughts or what have you. We'll open up the phone lines to you. Michael wants to chime in. What's going on, Michael?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, buddy. What's going on, man?
Hey, you know, I like your show. Yeah, I like your personality. You know, the first time I listened to you, I said, man, this guy's a little over the top. Then I kept listening. I said, man, this guy's perfect.
Thank you.
Love the way you call out crazy stuff. You know, I'm enjoying your Zoom stuff. It's really funny, by the way.
If you can do everything on Zoom, then I can coach Akron U on Zoom. If you can,
exactly.
If you can tell me, listen, Michael, if you can be married on Zoom, then I sure as hell can coach football on Zoom.
That's the most bizarre thing maybe I've ever heard. I didn't even know that. But, you know, I want to just chime in on a couple things. Dan Mullen, I think what his downfall was this year is that he botched up the quarterback situation. And I think that's what got people angry.
You know here's the crazy thing. And I do think that it was a little bit hokey pokey. But, boy, if you look at, and I was trying to pull it up here real quick, Michael, if you look at Emory Jones's numbers this year, and look, we've been hearing about Emory Jones for about 10 years now, it feels like. And I was trying to pull up his numbers real quick here. Emory Jones has statistically had a pretty good season for the Gators.
No doubt.
He's thrown for 2,400 yards. He's completed 68% of his passes. He has 18 touchdowns. He does have the 10 interceptions. And you know, again, I'm not telling you Emory Jones is, you know, he's not putting up the numbers that Kyle Trask had last year, but it's not like Emory Jones has been a complete bum. I mean, he's played well enough. He averages 8.4 yards an attempt. You know, they were one of the best rushing teams in the country early on. It's just crazy, though, in today's world. Like, if you just can't win enough and win fast enough, man, it's here to – and here's the thing, Michael, and I appreciate the phone call, Michael. I always thought Dan Mullen should be the head coach of Florida. Part of the reason why it took him as long as it did to get the job is that he rubbed boosters and money people the wrong way. And personally, I think that's why Dan Mullen's not the head coach. Because I always said, when he was at Mississippi State, why did they not, after Urban left, why did they not go get – hell, Dan was there for the Urban Meyer run. He's the guy that coached Tebow and all those guys, right? Why was he not the coach then? And the talk was always he rubbed the boosters wrong, he rubbed the money guys wrong, that there was his personality was abrasive to those guys, and they decided to go with Jim McElwain. And then what? Jim McElwain, like 4 years later, is humping a shark, right? He's out there, you know, on a boat humping a shark naked, which, look, God bless him. And, yes, that's Jim McElwain. I don't care what anybody tells you. That is Jim McElwain, and he did hump a shark naked on a boat, which everybody's got their gimmick, whatever you got to do. But I always thought Dan Mullen should have been the head coach of Florida, you know, even before Jim McElwain, but supposedly he rubbed the boosters and the money people wrong. I think that this is what this is about. And, yeah, they have the excuse of, well, he hasn't won lately. Yeah, but he was just in the Cotton Bowl and just in the SEC title game and just put a whole bunch of guys in the NFL. If he can't recruit and coach, wasn't Pitts just the highest player taken? Wasn't Tony a high draft pick? Wasn't Trask a fairly high draft pick? Weren't all those guys drafted in the NFL? If he can't coach and recruit and all that stuff, weren't all those guys NFL guys? Or did I miss that? Was Kyle Pitts not just the highest tight end taken ever in the history of the league? How can he not recruit and coach? And they just were in the Cotton Bowl against Oklahoma. But it's the way of college football now. And I think personally, if you rub the money guys the wrong way, they'll get rid of you. And here's the other thing about this too. I don't know what his buyout is and all that kind of stuff, but I said this about Mike Norvell. Mike Norvell's coming back not because of buyouts, because he won enough games this year. He figured out a way to win enough games. If you want to get rid of or hire your coach, you'll find a way. Because here's what I heard. Oh, Florida State doesn't have any money. Everybody's got money. The Mel Tucker extension is being paid by boosters and all this stuff. And it cost Auburn, the final numbers of the Gus Malzahn transition was $72 million to get rid of Malzahn and his staff and bring in Harsin and his staff turned out to be $72 million. If you want to get rid of a coach or hire a coach on, you can always find money in college sports. Always. You can always find money. They do it all the time. And same thing. If Florida State wanted to get rid of Mike Norvell, they could have found a way. Hell, even Georgia Tech had three basketball coaches on contract at one point, right? They had Brian Gregory, they had Josh Pastner, and they were still paying Paul Hewitt.
I think they're still paying Paul Hewitt.
Yeah, Paul Hewitt's got the Bobby Bonilla deal, right? He's going to get money for the rest of his life from Tech. If you can have money allocated to three different basketball coaches, even at Georgia Tech, you can find a way to get rid of a coach. If Florida State wanted to get rid of Mike Norvell, they could have found a way to do it. But he won enough games. That win in Carolina, I think, saved his job. Then they won a few more games after that. Then they beat Miami. He won enough games for it. But it is interesting because you have three high-level programs that are looking for coaches. This is not Vanderbilt and, you know, we're joking about Akron, but it ain't the – that's Southern Cal, LSU, and Florida looking for coaches right now. And let me tell you, the next Florida head coach, you better win right away is all I can tell you. You better hire the right guy. If you're Florida, like I say with those programs, Florida's supposed to go steal somebody's coach. You go take somebody's coach. All right, Jason Longshore joined us earlier in the show as we get ready for Atlanta United action. We'll let you hear what Jason had to say. Coming up next, Chuck Reed hanging out in the Key Studios on a Sunday afternoon. Sports right now to the game, Odyssey.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.